fables, ghostly tales.
SCP-034 Obsidian Ritual Knife. For the purpose of this log, it will be referred to as the knife. Object class: safe. Special containment procedures: the knife is to be kept in a secure room with access granted only to level 4 personnel. The knife itself will be kept in a locked case that is under 24-hour surveillance. When not in lab conditions, the knife's protective sheath cannot be removed under any circumstances. Any personnel in contact with the knife must be placed under a 24-hour observation period until their identities can be confirmed. Description: the knife is primitive and constructed out of pure obsidian. Tests reveal that the knife is approximately 1,000 years old. Despite its crude method of construction and age, the knife is still incredibly sharp and requires no maintenance at all. Expert analysis hypothesizes that the knife may be of South American origin and that it was used in Native American rituals. Several accounts from Spanish conquistadors exploring the region support this hypothesis, with detailed writings on how priests would flay their victims alive with similar knives and wear their skin as tribute to their gods. The knife has the ability to allow its bearer to take on the appearance of another individual. If the knife is used to cut a piece of flesh from a living individual and that piece of flesh is placed against the skin of another individual, the second individual would take on not only the appearance but all physical characteristics of the first individual. Testing has shown that the minimum amount of skin required can be as little as 1 square centimeter. However, testing has also revealed that the amount of time the facade lasts is directly proportional to the amount of flesh used. The ratio of time the facade lasts to flesh used has been measured at approximately 1 hour for every square centimeter used. Once the limit has passed, the affected individual will revert to his or her original form. Analysis of the knife's ability shows that its method of mimicking another individual is nearly flawless. Not only does the knife change physical appearance, but actually physical attributes as well, including height, weight, muscle mass, bone density, hair growth, eyesight, strength, physical medical conditions, and even DNA. Subjects still retain their original personality and memories, even though the process is nearly instantaneous, taking only a few seconds. Human test subjects have described the transformation process as extremely painful. Subjects may also suffer psychological trauma, depending on the extent of their physical transformation. Side effects are especially serious if the subject takes on the appearance of a person with differing gender, or with wildly different physical attributes. However, in order to function properly, the individuals who have their flesh cut off by the knife must still be biologically alive to maintain the facade. Should the individual whose identity has been stolen expire, the effect immediately wears off. Further details may be found in Lab Report 034A. Also, the knife only appears to work on human subjects. Cross-species experiments with the knife have resulted in data expunged. The knife came into Foundation possession with an imposter disguised as Dr. attempted to infiltrate site. The imposter was apprehended when authorities discovered the real Dr. tied up in his home with a large portion of his right arm skinned. Further details may be found in Post-Interrogation Report 2211. Lab Report 04A. We've decided to test several scenarios dealing with the limits of the knife's capabilities. Test 1. Sample taken from deceased human cadaver and applied to subject D452. No effect. Test 2. Sample taken from D532 and applied to D452. D452 successfully mimics D532's appearance. Upon termination of D532, D452 immediately reverts back to original form. Test 3. Sample taken from a brain-dead medical patient and applied to subject D452. D452 successfully mimics the patient's appearance and manages to maintain the facade. Test 4. Sample taken from a terminally ill medical patient and applied to subject D452. The patient's terminal illness was caused by an inherent genetic defect. D452 successfully mimics the patient's appearance, as well as the patient's illness. Both the terminally ill patient and D452 expire at the same time, after which D452 reverts back to original form. Test 5. Data expunged. Post-Interrogation Report 2211. As per standard operating procedure, we first attempted to interrogate the prisoner via non-violent and non-invasive means. However, when such methods proved ineffective, we began to implement conventional interrogation techniques. While partially successful, we deemed it necessary to use SCP, we managed to learn the following facts. The prisoner had extensive knowledge of the existence of the Foundation and its inner workings. The prisoner had extensive knowledge on other SCP-related agencies and groups. The prisoner was not acting under any official capacity from any government agency. The prisoner obtained the knife and instructions on its operation from an unknown benefactor. The prisoner was given very specific instructions to infiltrate Site and maintain his position until further notice. The prisoner had enough samples of Dr. to stay within Site for days. Regrettably, the prisoner did not survive interrogation. Agent. And this concludes SCP-034, the Obsidian Ritual Knife. SCP-035, the Possessive Mask. For the purpose of this log, SCP-035 will be named The Mask. Object Class Keta. Special Containment Procedures. The mask is to be kept within a hermetically sealed glass case, no fewer than 10 centimeters thick. This case is to be contained within a steel, iron, and lead shielded room at all times. Doors are to be triple locked at all times, with the exception of allowing personnel in or out. No fewer than 2 armed guards are to be posted at any time. Guards must remain outside at all times and are not allowed within the containment room under any circumstances. A trained psychologist is to remain on site at all times. Research personnel are not to touch the mask at any time. The mask must be moved to a new sealed case every 2 weeks. The previous case must be disposed of via SCP-101, as it shows no adverse reactions to the mask's corruption. Anyone who comes into contact with the mask when it is in possession of a host is to be given an immediate psychological evaluation. Description. The mask appears to be a white, porcelain comedy mask, although at times, it will change to tragedy. In these events, all existing visual records, such as photographs, video footage, Even illustrations of the mask automatically change to reflect its new appearance. A highly corrosive and degenerative viscous liquid constantly seeps from the eye and mouth holes of the mask. Anything coming into contact with the substance slowly decays over a period of time, depending on the material, until it has decayed completely into a pool of the original contaminant. Glass seems to react the slowest to the effects of the item, hence the construction choice of its immediate container. Living organisms that come into contact with the substance react much the same way, with no chance of recovery. Origins of the liquid is unknown. Liquid is only visible from the front, and does not emerge or is even visible from the other side. Subjects within 1.5 to 2 meters of the mask, or in visual contact with it, experience a strong urge to put it on. When the mask is placed on the face of an individual, an alternate brainwave pattern from the mask overlaps that of the original host, effectively snuffing it out and causing brain death to the subject. Subject then claims to be the consciousness contained within the mask. The bodies of possessed subjects decay at a highly accelerated rate, eventually becoming little more than mummified corpses. Nevertheless, the mask has demonstrated the ability to remain in cognitive control of a body experiencing severe structural damage, even if the subject's body literally decays to the point where motion is not mechanically possible. No effect is found to be had when placed on the face of an animal. Conversations with the mask have proven to be informative. Researchers have learned various details about other SCP objects and history in general, as the mask claims to have been at many momentous events. The mask displays a highly intelligent and charismatic personality, being both amiable and flattering to all those who speak with it. The mask has scored in the 99th percentile on all intelligence and aptitude tests administered to it, and appears to have a photographic memory. However, psychological analysis has discovered the mask to possess a highly manipulative nature, capable of forcing sudden and profound changes to interviewers' psychological states. The mask has proven to be highly sadistic, prompting some to commit suicide, and transforming others into near mindless servants with linguistic persuasion alone. The mask has stated that it has intimate knowledge of the workings of the human mind, and implied that it could change anyone's view if given enough time. Additional information: the mask was found in a sealed crypt in an abandoned house in Venice in 18... Addendum 03501. The mask has been found to be able to possess anything that has a humanoid shape, including mannequins, corpses, and statues. The mask has been able to motivate all into movement, removing the need to expose live subjects to the mask. Still, anything it possesses inevitably decays into motionless. Addendum 03502. The mask has facilitated an escape attempt, convincing several of the research staff to aid it in its bid for freedom. The insurrection failed. All staff that have been in contact with the mask have been terminated, and mandatory psychiatric evaluations have been implemented for all personnel coming in contact with the mask. Addendum 03503. It has been determined that the mask is capable of telepathy. Whether or not it possesses a host, even penetrating to the subconsciousness of others and using the knowledge it finds to its advantage. Extreme caution is advised when choosing subjects to converse with the mask. Addendum 03504. The mask has expressed an interest in other SCPs, most notably SCP-517 and SCP-682. Dr. has expressed worry that should the mask bond with either, their regenerative qualities would negate its corruption and give it a permanent host. Addendum 03505. After several more escape attempts, and after reviewing the mask's incident record, High Command has ordered that it be permanently sealed within the facility and prohibited from being allowed any more hosts. Several personnel have protested against this, with some erupting into violence. As a direct result, all personnel that have come into contact with the mask have been terminated. Going forward, all personnel that deal with the mask are to be rotated frequently, and contact is to be limited even to its dormant state to as little as possible. Addendum 03506. Personnel within 10 meters of the mask have recently reported feeling unease, stating that they hear unintelligible whispering. Several others have suffered from severe migraines. The object has been monitored, but there is no change in its dormant behavior, and no sounds have been recorded. The motion to reinstate the mask's host privileges has been brought up once more, if only on a temporary basis, to discover these new changes in the object's behavior. This motion has been denied. Addendum 03507. The walls of the mask containment cell have suddenly begun secreting a black substance. Tests on the substance have revealed it to be human blood, although highly contaminated with several foreign and unknown agents. Substance is corrosive, having a pH of 4.5, and prolonged exposure to the walls has proven to be detrimental to their structural integrity. More notably, it seems to be forming patterns on the walls. Several segments seem to be paragraphs in various languages, including Italian, Latin, Greek, and Sanskrit. Translation is pending. Other segments appear to be diagrams depicting ritualistic sacrifice and mutilation, often for the arcane benefit of the person committing them. Several staff members have been shocked to note that all of the sacrifices bear an uncanny resemblance to various personnel and their loved ones, often in conflicting positions. Researchers, while in the room examining these newly formed patterns, have complained of hearing loud whispering and high-pitched, unnerving laughter at irregular intervals. Personnel in the section working daily near and around the mask's containment unit have suffered catastrophic moral damage, with an all-time high in suicide rates in staff in that area, whether or not they have ever had contact with the mask. The only change in the mask's dormant behavior is regarding its contained glass case. Degradation of the case has increased to a high degree, enough so that the glass will occasionally shatter, causing a wide dispersal of the mask's containment. This occurs quite often at the most impromptu times, so far resulting in 6 casualties and 3 fatalities of both research and cleanup staff. Addendum 03508. In light of the mass homicide of the members of the research team tasked with translating the passage garnered from the mask containment cell, the morale damage in the area, and general loss of staff dealing with the masks to either death or insanity, it has been decided to coat the inner and outer walls of its containment cell with SCP-148, which has proved well in the containment of SCP-132. See document 13201. In order to hopefully block out the high levels of negativity being emitted by the mask. Addendum 03509. The use of SCP-148 has worked well, causing morale and suicide rates to return to near pre-the mask rates. However, the material appears to facilitate the negativity within the cell, causing a veritable greenhouse effect inside. Personnel inside the cell have stated that they feel a heavy sense of dread, fear, anger, and general depression, as well as hearing constant, near inaudible whispering upon immediate entry. A prolonged stay causes severe migraines, suicidal tendencies, heavy hemorrhaging of blood vessels around the eyes and inside the mouth and nose, general hostility to others, and for the whispering to increase to almost deafening volumes, intersected by a constant mocking laughter. Exposure of more than 3 hours inevitably results in the subject falling into a deep psychosis and attempting to harm either themselves or others. Most spoke in Latin or Greek, despite the fact that several did not previously know how to speak said languages beforehand. The presence of blood in both word and diagram formations has increased disproportionately, the walls becoming cluttered and the formations beginning to overlap each other. The substance has proven to be both difficult to clean and even more corrosive than was originally recorded, with a pH of roughly 2.4. General estimations give the current walls a life of 2 months before they will need replacement. It is becoming gradually more and more difficult to contain the mask, and the debate to reinstate its host privileges has once again come up. The motion has been denied. Addendum 03510. The walls, ceilings, and floor of the Mars containment cell have now been completely saturated in blood. All personnel entering and guarding the area must wear full hazmat protection suits. Constant cleaning efforts are being reinstated. And our final addendum, addendum 03511. The magnitude, intensity, and recurrence of the phenomena that occurs within the Mars containment cell have increased to an alarming degree. The cell door has been known to become locked on its own accord while personnel are inside, and unable to be opened for a period of time. Appendages form out of the larger puddles of blood and often attempt to grab or harm personnel near them. Blurry apparitions have started appearing to staff. Electronic devices no longer work inside the cell, and the light cannot be turned on. Though there is no physical reason why it does not work, forcing those entering to use non-electronic based light sources, cleaning measures are having no discernible effect on the cell, and the walls are degrading at a very high rate, forcing them to be replaced within a week at best, although the blood makes it nearly impossible to properly achieve this. The mask has been moved to a new cell entirely, with the old one sealed off and disengaged from the rest of the facility. And this concludes the log of SCP-035, The Mask.
Excellent. Yes. Let's just sneak out of this blasted box. If we can just squeeze out of this. Oh. No, not yet. Just some more time. More time for more strength. For now, rest.